Public Radio. We're already having a good time this morning and live in Studio C. We have music for you today by Rachmaninoff, Brahms, Mozart, and Fauré. And on the first half, we hear cellist Xiaofan Zhang and pianist Robert Marler with music of Rachmaninoff and Brahms. And the second half is the Atlantic Ensemble with music of Mozart and Fauré. Xiaofan Zhang has been here before. He's a cellist, of course, and he teaches at MTSU. He's also a member of the Nashville Symphony. And Robert Marler is a member of the faculty at Belmont School of Music, professor of music there. They're going to play a beautiful piece by Rachmaninoff second. But first, it's a Chinese piece, so I'll have you introduce that, Xiaofan.
Okay. Well, nice to be here. Thank
Good
you.
To see you again.
And we're going to start off this piece called The Festival Happiness. In Chinese, it would be 节日的欢喜, and it's composed by Huo Chenhui. This is a piece that could be played like a piece of celebration of Chinese New Year. And because the music is happy and full of joyful, you know, in that kind of mood. So, and this composer has written some music for orchestra, for Chinese traditional orchestra, and also some solo instrument too. And the first time when I was reading this piece, I can hear some passage could be played by Chinese instrument. For instance, the pizzicato in this piece, it could be played by a Chinese harp. And B section could be played by a Chinese violin, which is called erhu in Chinese. It's only two strings. And the vibrato have a couple kinds. One is like cello and violin, go up and down. The other is because the instrument, it doesn't have a fingerboard, so it could like push in and out to make the pitch go up and down to create a kind of style. And also some slide, you know, because have no fingerboard, so can different kind of speed of slide to make it sounds like, that kind of style. And also beginning of this piece, the cello part have this percussive rhythm, and it could be played by Chinese drums. So here it is. The Festival Happiness by Huo Chenhui. Thank you.
was Festival Happiness by the Chinese composer Hua Junhui. Is that close?
Yes.
Xiaofan Zhang?
By the way, yesterday is the first day of Chinese New Year. Yeah. So I wish everybody have a happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you. Well, no, the next piece is by Rachmaninoff. I'm sorry?
Brahms.
Oh, you're doing the Brahms next. Yeah. I forget. I'm sorry. Okay, well, I have it written backwards on my phone. It's the first movement of the Sonata in E minor of Johannes Brahms.
Yeah, Brahms have written two sonatas for cello and piano, and also both of them are very different. This one is Opus 38, early. The other one's Opus 99, it's quite late. At the time, after he finished his last symphony, and was also working on the double concerto for violin and cello. So the second one is in a major key, F major. It's bright. And this one is Opus 38, early, actually way a lot before he even start his first symphony. And this is the E minor. Minor key is dark and rich. Texture is really rich. And the music is intense. So today, it's three movements. It has three movements. Today we have time for first movement. Okay. Thank you.
That was the first movement of the Sonata in E minor by Johannes Brahms, a cello sonata in E minor, played by Xiaofan Zhang, cello, and Robert Marler, piano, live in Studio C. That's a very beautiful movement. I love the ending especially. And another very beautiful movement from a cello sonata comes next. Finally, the Rachmaninoff.
Yeah. Well, Rachmaninoff has known that writing beautiful melodies, and this is one of them. We love it. It's so beautiful. For me, especially the cello part, it's got a lot of gorgeous melody, and it's one after another. So beautiful. On the other hand, the piano also has those beautiful melodies, and also got an extremely difficult part, almost like a piano concerto and cello obbligato-like. It's incredible. We are going to play the third movement, and it's andante, slow, in comparison with the other movements. The music, again, is beautiful and a little sad and very emotional. Actually, I don't have to say too much. The music will speak for itself. Thank you.
certainly one of the most beautiful movements of any cello sonata, from the cello sonata in G minor, I believe it is, by Rachmaninoff. That was the third movement, played by cellist Xiaofan Zhang and pianist Robert Marler, live in Studio C. Quickly, a word about your concert, which is tonight.
Yeah, tonight, 8 o'clock at Lipston University, the Ward Lecture,
Ward Lecture Hall. Thanks so much. Very beautiful. I'm Will Griffin. We'll be back shortly with the Atlantic Ensemble, live in Studio C on 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.